This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. I say bend the cost curve. The health policy aficionados among you know exactly what I'm talking about. The idea that was, to be clear, a key White House talking point during the healthcare debate, that we kind of have to change the rate at which healthcare costs are rising in this economy. On that note, this, the growth rate of what we all paid for prescription drugs slowed dramatically last year. We'd all be paying a whole lot more if it wasn't for generics. They account for as much as 85% of all the meds that we take. The Food and Drug Administration wants to make sure consumers have as many generic choices as possible. So to that end, it's going to prioritize any generic drug application when there's currently just one manufacturer making the drug in question, the name brand drug in question, I guess I should say. From the help desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more on that.
In about a year, the heart medication Isupro went from $50 a dose to $1,800. A drug pharmacist Aaron Fox says University of Utah Healthcare had always stocked on crash carts.
Basically, it's kind of what you might see on TV, that, you know, code blue, cardiac arrest, everyone's rushing around. You might administer this to try to help with that.
Truly life-saving.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It can be.
At $1,800 a dose, it got pulled off the carts, only to be used in extreme emergencies. This is what happens when a company has a lock on a given drug. Some estimate there are 500 generic drugs for everything from cancer to multiple sclerosis to heart disease that currently have virtual monopolies. And companies like Valeant and Turing have taken advantage.
This is a good circumstance of the FDA actually getting out in front of the problem before it becomes serious. And I think this is a program that I believe is really going to have significant impact.
Peter Pitts is a former associate FDA commissioner. Pitts hopes cutting the application process from 2 to 3 years to as short as 6 months will help clamp down on some of the price gouging. Former industry CEO George Zorich wonders if that's enough of an incentive.
If I'm a manufacturer, I'm hard-pressed just to drop everything without some real frank discussions with them.
Several major generic manufacturers and the industry trade group declined interview requests. In statements, several simply said competition is important, perhaps an indication that speeding up the FDA process is just one of several steps needed to drive more competition. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.